Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
All right, Jeff Bellinger, what in the world do we have? Numbers on Macy's. Their quarterly numbers are in, and what do they say?
Yeah, well, we won't call them good, but they were not as bad as feared. The department store chain reported a loss of 19 cents a share, but Wall Street was prepared for a shortfall of 79 cents. Mm. Same-store sales were down 21% from a year ago. That was a smaller-than-expected decline. Macy says it was seeing signs of a sales recovery just as the number of coronavirus infections started to climb again. Macy's has expanded its curbside pickup services and its e-commerce offerings, so it's hoping for the best this holiday season.
All righty. What about our friends at L Brands?
Well, they swung to a profit in the third quarter. The parent of Bath & Body Works and Victoria's Secret reports a 55% increase in sales of soap, hand sanitizer, and other personal hygiene products, and that offset weaker demand for clothing and lingerie. But the news wasn't all bad for Victoria's Secret. L Brands says sales of sleepwear and loungewear picked up during the pandemic.
All right. Lastly, what about the job market? Was gaining steam? It goes back and forth. What's it doing?
Yeah, right now it looks like it's losing steam again as the number of coronavirus cases increases. Household surveys conducted by the Census Bureau over the last month show the number of employed Americans has declined by about 4.5 million. More than 4 million unemployed people indicated they were sick with COVID-19 or were caring for someone with symptoms. Now we'll get the report, the weekly report on new unemployment claims at 8:30 this morning.
Alrighty. So futures are mixed.
Modestly lower still. S&P futures down 3. NASDAQ futures are down 16. And the Dow futures are down 35 points this hour. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
All right. Jeff Bellinger's the man. Ba-da, ba-da. Call it 811 because that's what it is. 700 WLW because that's who we are. And we got Greg Stebbins standing by. I talk to Greg about once a week, usually right about now, and he's our business insider. He's a thinking man. And an idea for a topic here, if that phone will answer, there we go. Hey, Greg Stebbins, how in the world are you?
I'm great. Good morning. It's great to be here.
You betcha. We're going to talk about money here and finances and whatnot. And this is as far, I was thinking along the same lines that I think a lot of Americans have had a lot of time to think about what they do and don't do with their money, do and don't do with their time. And I think even post-COVID, there are going to be a lot of long-lasting changes. And one point that you bring up is people are spending less money because there's less to do, and it might be a good idea to take a look at, take that as a lesson and see how much you can save in the future.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? You, as you just said, we're spending a lot less money, and we're spending it in less places too, right? We're not out every weekend. We're not out doing things, and you know that is what it is. I can't change that. But if you think about it, if you've never had a budget before, and statistically, about half of all of us have never had a budget. If you've never had a budget before, and one of the reasons was it was going to be too hard or too complicated, you didn't want to spend the time, you didn't know how to do it, this is literally a once-in-a-life opportunity because you spent less this year, so cataloging what you spent your money on this year is going to be a lot easier, and it's also going to be a lot easier to make a budget for 2021 and beyond because you've kind of eliminated a lot of your spending habits. So you get to start with a clean slate. I mean, it's almost like we've been reborn in our relationship with money. And don't let that opportunity get away from you. Take advantage of it and do it right now while the holidays are coming. And you're actually going to have even more time to get this job done.
Reminds me of my favorite budget of all time. One of my first jobs, I was a bachelor. This would go back to actually pre-ATM days, believe it. There was such a thing as a pre-ATM. So I would go to the bank with my paycheck. I would get a check for my rent and utilities, or a money order for my rent and utilities. I would put the rest in my pocket and just walk around till it ran out. It worked great.
So you're right, and your personal accounting was a lot easier than. But
breeze.
Our lives have also. Yeah, our
taxes were a breeze. Taxes were an absolute breeze.
Right, and so one of the things that'll happen if you create a budget for yourself is, I promise you, if you use the right tool, invest a little time now, it's going to be easy going forward. And even if you go get an old school Quicken or you go to Mint, which is an app on your phone, I recommend a tool called Tiller Money. But however you do it, if you spend a little money to get this done, you're going to save a lot of money going forward, because when you sort of approach your money the way you just described, and it is how most people manage their money, right? I've got this much left over, and let me just spend it without really thinking about it.
Right.
If you take some control over your money, you begin to notice things, and you go, I didn't mean to spend that. I don't want to spend that. I'm not going to spend that. You're actually going to have more money in your pocket at the end of every month to spend on the stuff you want to spend on, because, again, you took control of it and you actually know where your money is going. But you need to invest a little time to get that done.
And if you took a side gig, because maybe, I don't know, your spouse lost their, you have reason to need more money.
Yes.
You know, why not keep it? If it's a way to save money, hold on to it after the fact.
Well, that is one of the things that I think we're going to see out of COVID is lots of people did start side gigs. We know statistically more and more people are actually starting their own small businesses. And I can tell you from experience, managing the money is often the thing that gets overlooked when you have a side gig or start a small business. And you really can't afford to ignore the money part of your business. And so this is another reason to use this time between now and the end of the year to get the budgeting and the accounting, or let's call it bookkeeping, under control. Because if you don't take control of a money in a side gig or a small business, you may end up be spending more than you're making, or just spending a lot more than you think. If you don't control your money, you don't control your life.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, around here you talk about businesses opening, and when restaurants have to close, unfortunately, it's sad. It also tends to make the news. But in this town, during COVID, more restaurants have opened than have closed.
You know, that is happening all over the country.
Yeah.
And we don't, I think when this is all said and done and life begins to resemble something like normal, we're going to look back on this and we're going to learn some things, some great things about who we are, our persistence, our resilience, our entrepreneurial, you know, tendencies. We're going to look back and realize we really rose to the occasion and more, and we're going to learn lessons that are going to help us be more successful going forward. We don't ever want to do this again, and I think some of the lessons we're going to learn is how to prevent that, how to take control of things, including our money, so we're literally prepared for anything.
Yeah. Well, now's the time to get busy. I mean, if you can live it now, you can live it in the future. Although when we can start spending money on tickets to movies, sporting events, plays, when that entertainment becomes more available, I wonder to what degree we'll go back to normal. Don't know. Time will tell, I guess.
So. And how will entertainment itself change? I mean, there's going to be different forms of entertainment, I suspect, that we never had before, that were really born out of COVID. I think our dining habits are going to change. But I think in the end of the day, we all want to get out of the house. We all want to go to do things and spend money on meals with friends.
Right.
And we're going to do that regardless of the form it takes.
All right, Greg Stebbins, I'm with you all the way. Get busy, make a budget, save the money. Have to run, but as always, it's great to have you around.
It's great to be here.
All right. Greg Stebbins, we thank you, sir. It's coming up on 818. 818 at 700-WLW. There's good stuff on the blog today. I mentioned this one. It's a wife explaining to her husband that she can't turn this one light off, and it's driving her nuts. It's a light on the ceiling. And in this video, she goes up and down the steps trying every light switch to show him how impossible it is to turn off this light. And then he explains things to her, and it sounds like this.
Babe, it's a skylight.
What?
It's sunlight.
So there's a hole cut out on the roof for that?
Yeah. You feel stupid?
Yeah, I do.
So there's a hole cut in the roof for that? Yes. She couldn't turn it off. Anyway, the video is longer. It's on my page at 700wlw.com. A few other things on there worth checking out, too. I forget what they are, so I'm finding them right now. And I know the one guy found a utility pole, 30-foot-long utility pole on the side of the road, and he put it on top of his older Toyota, like a Sentra or something, and is driving down the highway. This is in Florida. Route 4 goes between Orlando and Tampa. It's a pretty busy road. That's where he is, with 30 feet of utility pole on the roof, and yes, he gets pulled over. Also, the guy in the electrified wingsuit, I think BMW came up with an electrified wingsuit, and it goes 186 miles an hour, but the video is really cool. That's what's worth checking out. The video on that one at my page, 700WLW.com. Elsewhere, we have the new rules and regs for the bluegrass, and things aren't pretty right now. I mean, fortunate in that I don't have kids of school age. I'm not sure how I'd cope with that. Fortunate in that I don't run a restaurant. I don't know how I'd cope with that. I mean, every time it seems like maybe you're making some progress. I can't say a breakthrough. It's, I mean, every time you think you're making some progress, you know what the budget's going to be, you know what you have to live on, and then something like this comes along too. And it's, you know, I feel bad for everybody in that situation. And all you can really do is just encourage people as best you can. You know, if you're working and the money's coming in, you know, do your best for those who don't. It's not charity. You're getting a meal out of the deal. Go carry out all week long if you can, because you're helping out a neighbor. All right, 8:20 more to get to. Stand by. You got 700 WLW. Chuck has the traffic, and what's going on?
They're getting a little bit better in quite a few spots right now. From the UC Health Traffic Center, the greatest gift this holiday season is keeping loved ones safe and well. Do the right thing. Together, we can stop the spread of COVID-19. Northbound 75, that's slow at Burlington Pike towards Turfway, thanks to the barrels on the left-hand side, but better through the cut and exiting to 12th Street in Covington and 5th Street. Still a bit slow, making your way towards the Clay-Wade-Bailey Bridge, but I'm not seeing the backup to Kyle's that I was seeing earlier. Eastbound 275 beginning to improve too, approaching the North 471 ramp. Latest accidents are on Montgomery at Duck Creek and at King at Vine. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, 9 first warning weather forecast. Going to be sunny, breezy today. We'll get up to 62 overnight. Fair skies at 45, then tomorrow's even nicer because it's sunny and 62 without the wind. Then on Saturday, things kind of change. Maybe a late morning shower, cloudy day, still up to 60, and then Sunday's going to be kind of on the wet side. But above average, it's still going to be about 60 on Sunday, too. So this is the promised warm-up. Temp right now, 41, 700 WLW.
The Scott Sloan Show. Critics and listeners are giving Sloaney a big fat thumbs up.
Exactly.
The Radio Journal of Journalistic Radio reported. Who knew?
WLW. And with everything going on with COVID and closed shutdowns and this and that, we paid no attention to hate crimes. What happened to the hate crimes? Where's our hate crime update, Mike? Well, hate crimes in the U.S. rose to the highest level in more than a decade, say federal officials. I hope the riots are included in these numbers, because there was some hating going on during the riots, which kind of was still going on. There was still one over the weekend. Recorded the highest number of hate-motivated killings since the FBI began collecting the data in the early 90s. There were 51 hate crime murders in 2019, includes 22 people killed in the shooting that targeted Mexicans at a Walmart in El Paso. The report said the suspect in that shooting, which left 24 people injured as well, was charged with both state and federal crimes. What authorities said was an attempt to scare Hispanics into leaving the United States. There were 7,314 hate crimes last year, up from 7,120 the year before, and approaching the 7,783 of 2008. It's kind of interesting how the number stays pretty steady. Somewhere between, 7,000 and 8,000 every year. The data also shows there were nearly a 7% increase in religion-based hate crimes. 953 reports of crimes targeting Jews and Jewish institutions last year, up from 835 the year before. I don't know where all those go on. It always seems when it's religious. And I would have thought, Islam would lead the pack on that. Just based on general attitude toward, if there's a negative attitude toward an American's religion, it's a Muslim. What part of the American population is Muslim there, Danny? That's something for you to look up. I think we're only 2% Jewish. Look it up. Get back to me on that. FBI said the number of hate crimes against African Americans dropped slightly, 1,900. And anti-Hispanic hate crimes rose from 845 to 527. And it doesn't even list hate crimes against whites. Those don't count. You're not a minority. So the total number of hate crimes based on a person's sexual orientation stayed relatively stable. Fewer crimes reported last year compared with the year before. So congratulations there. That's where we stand. Worst year. And really, if that El Paso shooting hadn't happened, it probably wouldn't be that bad. Anyway, it is 827. We got to get some Bengal talk in.
This is the Rocky and Mo Show, brought to you in part by R&L Carriers and by Mike Kestrel.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brucey Chevrolet on 700 WLW, the home of news.
From the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
I get the connection. What do we have here, Jeff Bellinger? A report on unemployment claims. What are you seeing?
Well, seeing that the number of new unemployment claims for last week was greater than the week before, this reverses the trend for new applications to move lower week to week. Labor Department counted 742,000 first-time filings. That was up from 711,000 the prior week. The number of continuing claims did move down some, but still nearly 6.4 million workers were collecting benefits as of last week.
There will be more of them coming from Ohio and Kentucky in the next few weeks to come.
Yeah, sounds that way, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, we have the office market will be slow to recover. The office market, buildings like the one I'm in now, yes.
Right, yeah, it's hoped that the vaccines will make offices, hotels, and malls safe again. But after that happens, the market for office space will likely be very slow to recover. CBRE Group says the commercial real estate recovery, especially offices, will likely lag the broader economic recovery by several quarters. Banks, technology companies, and other big employers are just unsure right now how much space they'll need because the pandemic has made remote work so much more acceptable.
Sure. All right, home buyers making bigger down payments. Why?
Yep, well, demand because for houses has remained, well, because they can and banks want them. Demand for houses has remained strong during the pandemic. People who are buying houses, making the bigger down payments. Adam Data Solutions says the median down payment for a single-family home or condo was nearly $21,000 in the third quarter, the most in records that go back to 2000. Adam says down payments are rising as lenders tighten their lending standards.
All righty. So futures looking like?
Still looking a little lower. S&P futures down 8 points now. NASDAQ futures are down 27. Dow futures are down 71. I wish you a good vacation and a happy Thanksgiving, Mike. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to Jeff as well. Time is 8:41, 700 WLW. And we have the number of Muslims in the U.S., 3.5 million, which probably puts it around 1%. Right? 1.1%. There's your answer. Going back to the hate crimes idea, and how Jews seem to be targeted far, far more often. So what do we do now? What do you do now if your restaurant closes? What do you do now when all of a sudden the kids are going to stay home? What do you do now? And I still kind of disagree. Yeah. Maybe a week before Thanksgiving, it might make sense to close schools. But they should have been open from the get-go back in August. And are Catholic and private schools open? I mean, most of them are, I believe. They opened. I mean, if a school can, I don't know why we don't see this as a test case. You look around, I'm reading a piece from, Catholic schools are, I drove by St. Mike's and the kids were outside in the schoolyard the other day. Yes, Catholic schools are open. So if a school system can remain open and not have the effect of the spread of coronavirus, and if there was a big problem with kids from Catholic schools going home and spreading coronavirus, there appears not to be because the schools remain open. So if that's the case, why are schools closed? I don't know. In reading through this, restaurants, employees, customers, shell-shocked by Bashir's COVID-19 restrictions announced on Wednesday, and they talk mainly to people here in the restaurant business. But schools, all the way up to the university level, elementary schools, all the way up to university, are all supposed to be on remote learning by Monday. It doesn't specify private schools, Catholic schools being the bulk of those. But I haven't read anywhere that it's been a problem in any other city. In fact, I was reading a thing this morning in New York. It had to do with Megyn Kelly taking her kids out of a private school. And the fact that private schools are open and public schools, they're not allowing kids in because they're afraid of the spread of coronavirus. Why would it be more likely to spread in a public school than a private school? I don't see why it would. I mean, if they are open, and they are right here in our town, apparently it's not a problem. So why pretend that it is? So, I mean, even back in August, that was the point I made. I mean, if kids either in elementary school, I don't think they even get a sneeze out of it. Just the virus is passed around and it's in their system and they build immunity and they're fine. And if we just sent kids to school and let it run through the system, so to speak, COVID I'm talking about, then by the time you come to things like big family gatherings at Thanksgiving, it can't be a problem because they're all immune. But because we put it off and put it off and put it off, well, no, the kids might get sick. They really don't. I mean, it's very, very rare that a kid under 16 becomes ill at all, and even up through their 20s, it's very, not as rare, but it's very rare. And I think we made a big mistake by not just plowing ahead and letting that part of society get it, get through with it, and move on. That way, when the vaccine comes along, there's more vaccine there for everybody else. But we don't seem to think logically. It's in part, it's the people who don't want any risk at all. And I don't know if every Catholic school is open. I mean, like I said, certainly St. Mike's is, and I believe the high schools are because they're playing sports. But that was one of the biggest mistakes we made at the outset, one of them anyway. And I posed the question yesterday just offhandedly, if you're one of those who can't stand the way DeWine is handling things, you can't stand the way Bashir is handling things, you know, if you were in their position, what is it you'd be doing differently? And I can't say I got really any answers. I had some attempts at answers from people, but nobody who actually had an answer to the problem. One of them just, for the most part, people would say, I would just be doing something different. Well, that's not an answer. I mean, if your job is to stop this from killing a lot of people by overwhelming the healthcare system, what else are you going to do? I don't know anybody who's wild about what's going on right now, but there really is nothing else you can do. All right, on the school issue at 8:46. Larry, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? You were saying about the schools. All I can say is, if you're puzzled by why it's different and all that, ask your Democrats what the problem is.
Ask them what the problem is.
Yeah, Democrats are starting all this stuff.
What did Democrats start?
All this stuff with this COVID stuff.
How did Democrats start it?
Because they cheated on the election.
Where does it say they cheated on the election? Other than what the president's saying. He hung up. No, I don't think those two are related in any way. The Chinese started this. The Chinese, back sometime around November, they knew it existed. They didn't warn the world about it. And the next thing you know, it spread around the globe. It has nothing to do with Democrats unless there are Democrats in China. All right, Chuck, what in the world's happening out there?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, the greatest gift this holiday season is keeping loved ones safe and well. Do the right thing. Together, we can stop the spread of COVID-19. Northbound 75 continues to run a bit heavy between Burlington Pike and 275, where there's an accident on the ramp. They were over on the left shoulder, so traffic in the last few minutes has started to pick up a bit to get by what's left. Northbound 75 exiting to 5th and 12th Street, not all that bad, into Covington. Clayway Bailey is still pretty heavy, getting into downtown. Crews are cleaning up wrecks on King at Vine and Montgomery at Duck Creek. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, 9 first warning weather forecast. We have a sunny day. It's going to be nice, but a bit of a breeze today. The high is 62. Tomorrow's nicer because you don't have the breeze, just sunny and 62. Then on Saturday, things cloud up, maybe a late morning shower, otherwise cloudy and 60. Sunday looks like more like wet and 60. And sitting now at 42 at 700 WLW. Joe's in Fairfield. Work him in real quick. Joe, yes, what do you got?
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Your comment relating to the long-term thinking.
Yeah.
Sent me to a comment that Andy Beshear made months ago when this whole thing started about even one person dying from COVID is too many. I'm still waiting for him to shut down the alcohol and tobacco growth in Kentucky.
Well, stop. Don't let anybody drive a car.
I mean, we got to shut down everything, Mike. If we're going to save just one life is too many, we got to close it all. Not just the bars and restaurants, but like roller skating rinks and everything.
That would have been a pretty stupid thing to say. Yes.
I keep waiting for it because if that's your long-term thinking is not one life is too many, why are we still allowing those things to go on?
I mean, I've heard some parents say that with the idea of opening schools. Yes, but what if your child were the one to die? Well, then don't let anyone drive. I mean, there are lots of other issues that could befall them and cause them to die besides COVID.
We can't let them go to the school bus stop.
No.
They could die.
Can't have that. I know.
Can't let them walk home from school. They could die.
I know. They can't climb a tree.
It's unbelievable.
Get off the playground. Yeah. All right, Joe.
Thanks.
See you later. Newport. Yeah, there. Brian, what's up?
I'm here. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good. What is it about the advent of talk radio that makes old white guys, and I'm an old white guy, calling and make fools of themselves? The guy called in and said Democrats started COVID. I mean, come on, really?
Well, you're doing pretty well compared to him.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm as conservative as the next guy, and I certainly have my issues with Democrats, but they started COVID.
Not as far as we know.
I don't think so.
We'll have to have an investigation to make sure. We don't know.
Get on it for me, will you?
All right, Brian.
All right. Have a great day.
All right, do the same. See you. Quick pause and right back. It's 850. You got 700 WLW.
There are big issues to handle.
And there's the COVID-19 stuff.
A few words from Eddie and Rocky.
It feels like the nation is completely divided.
That's what...
Didn't know what a skylight was and couldn't figure out why she couldn't turn off the light. She's on there. But the 30 best comedy movies of all time, selected by somebody who's, I don't know, they're funny. Anyway, it's a list of, with the trailers from each of them. So all the way back to Marx Brothers and all that. The trailers are there. Remind yourself, get a laugh. That's on my page, 700WLW.com. See it for yourself. Meanwhile, what to do? Schools are closed, except private schools are open. What's the difference? Chad in Fairfield, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife works at a private school, a Christian school. My daughters go there. They've been open since August. Partitions, masks, 6 feet distancing, temperature checks every day. They've had a few cases of, you know, kids having being around COVID. But overall, it's been a great year. Teachers have done a great job. I think the difference, I'm a retired public school teacher, is the number of public school students and the parent support is totally different, too. So that's part of the answer, I think, Mike. But have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. I got an email along the same lines from somebody, which I'll fetch here in a minute. I'll fetch it. Meanwhile, quick one on a cell. It's Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing all right. What do you got?
He just stole my thunder there. I was just going to say the same thing he said, but I think what the other guy was saying a little bit earlier about the Democrats, I think he's relating the ties that some of the Democrats have, like Joe Biden, to China and other countries in the Far East, as far as them having some involvement with this. I'm not really big into that kind of theorist thing, but I think there's a little bit there, maybe not a lot, but yeah, I don't know. I think the schools, the reason why they're doing what they're doing is because the privates have more support from the parents.
Yeah, but it shouldn't make any difference when they're once they're in school. There's more support from the parents, and that's, you know, they demand, you know, they get something for their money when they send the kid to school. But as far as whether or not that virus goes from person to person, I don't see where the parents make any difference once the kid's in the building. So,
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, got you covered. Got to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you later. See you later. What do we got here? We have Frank in Dayton. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, just a couple things on the school issue. You know, I think people just need to step back and really ask, you know, when you were a kid or when I was a kid, did you really need to be in school? And I think I know I can answer that question. The answer is an overwhelming yes, right? And
yes.
I think it's a number of reasons, right? There's the education aspect, there's the discipline aspect, and then, you know, just particularly, you know, if you were in inner city area or whatever, you know, you got a really good lunch every day, all that good stuff, right? So I think we just need to kind of step back and also, you know, also it's a bigger issue, you know, how come private schools can kind of figure this out, manage the risk? I think your previous caller, you know, the whole support system that the parents have, you know, that the parents provide or the family is important, right? But let's just kind of, I don't think it's a big political issue. It's just a lot of common sense, right? And, you know, how can, you know, what's the right thing to do for the kids, right?
I mean, I think I had responsible parents, but once I was out the door, it was up to me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But school helped, right? I mean, I'm sure school helped when you were a kid.
Yeah, they beat you. They beat you into submission. That's right. All right.
Yep. Okay.
Frank,
well, thanks.
You bet. Have a good day. Thanks. See you later. See you later. So, Scott Sloan is next. He has a state rep. Hoffman or Huffman? That guy. Huffman. And he is sick and tired of Mike DeWine and his edicts. And he wants to do something about it. And we'll see exactly what he wants to do. At 9:06 this morning, he is on with Sloaney. So, I'm out the door, and a little bit of vacation coming my way tomorrow and next week. I'll be back just beyond that. So enjoy your turkey, and careful on your get-togethers. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you on the flip side. It is news time, 9 o'clock. You got News Radio 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
COVID changing. Thanksgiving traffic.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.